Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. I hope you're going to have a fantastic weekend. And of course, why not start it off with us and make it that much better? That's my thought. That's what I'm sticking to, Dave.
It's always a wise decision.
It is. There is no wiser decision than to do that. Got a lot coming up in the show. We've got a couple stories going on. Voyager National Park, a sad story about a park ranger up there. Farm bill, talk a little bit about the farm bill. And smoking wild game. Remember, they're soggy and hard to light, but other than that, it should be good. Stay tuned for more Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Hello, Ava.
Hello.
What's going on?
You know, a lot. Lots of things are in full swing this week. We've got pheasant opener.
Pheasant's coming up. Minnesota pheasant opener.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up.
And my husband's been sitting with his bow in the deer stand.
I was going to say, is he sitting in the living room waiting for everything to happen?
No. He is out there. He's so funny, though, because like he has his tree stand set up in a certain way where when the sun is setting, it's constantly in his face. Like, it just sets in his face.
Well, there's certain things you do for comfort, and there's certain things you just do because it's
that's
the right
where the deer
to
are
do.
Gonna come from.
Well,
is from where the sun. Well, that's how he has it set up, right? Because that's where he truly believes they're gonna step out.
And do they?
Yes, they do. So he's smart, but
history.
I would.
You have to go on history. So there you go.
I would move it. I would face the other direction.
Then you get to shoot over your back shoulder.
But I also sit in an enclosed stand with a heater on. During the gun
opener.
And
the problem with that is what?
I'm just saying, him and I are different breeds. He's a bow hunter for deer, and they're a different breed. I'm telling you. I mean, you know,
I'm a bow
hunter. The scent
blocker. Is that a lasso?
No,
what?
You're spraying yourself with the
scent
blocker.
She's moving, just as the visual, she was moving her hands around over the top of her head, and I'm thinking,
like, is
he's lassoing
a
the deer. So he jumps out of the stand, he lassoes the deer, rides them.
Tackle, takes him
truck,
down with his bare hands.
And then kills
hands.
Him at the truck.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was just curious. The yeehaw kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was
the
thinking
yeehaw.
That's what I was
no,
thinking.
No, it the spray, you
yeah.
know, the,
no,
scent,
the scent
blocker.
Spray, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's it things are coming up.
No kidding.
But I will say the fun part about this time of year,
everything
comes
is on
back
fire.
Together.
Yeah.
I mean, the fishing is getting great.
Yeah.
And it's really picking up. You're able to go jig up in the marinas in the Lake Michigan. The rivers, they're taking off. You're looking at the lakes across the state. They're taking off. Across the whole Midwest, they're taking off. The steelhead should be running pretty quick. You know, get a little more temperature change. So yeah, it's things are truly jumping.
Mm-hmm. Now's the time.
Yeah. Well, and also is picking a piece of the news. They're talking about, and I have to find it here. There we go. How did that happen?
What'd you do?
You know, Sometimes it, there it is. So they're talking about snow. We have to, you know, it's this time of year in Colorado when you're talking snow. Colorado, as it's been in the Midwest, it's been hot and dry. But according to mountainforecast.com, October 18 to 19, they're going to bring snow to higher elevations. So a lot of things going on. Long's Peak's going to get 4 some inches, and looks like A Basin is getting their snow guns ready to go, as it's supposed to be colder in the next coming weeks out there. So I'm excited.
It'll
what are you
going
to say besides that? Because it's...
You have things to look forward to after this season passes.
But and so I pulled up this weekend's, and again, everybody has a different weather-related pattern, and my thoughts and hearts go out to the people in the Carolinas and Florida with what they're dealing with. So, you know, so we're looking at, granted, I mean, Saturday, Sunday is going to be a little cooler, but you're looking at 60 and 55 here in Red Wing. So if you're looking at, let's say, Bismarck, North Dakota, Saturday is 70, Sunday is 57, so a little shock to the system there. If we're looking at Baudette, looking at 56 and 52, that's Baudette, Minnesota. Let's see.
As far north as you can go.
Yeah.
It's Baudette.
So, yeah, I mean, it's good all the way around. What can I say? It's going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to getting out and doing a little fishing myself. That's always a good thing to have happen. Last time I checked. And there was another article that I'd pulled up. Oh, yeah. The pheasant hunting side of it. A lot of things going on with the pheasant. The governor's pheasant opener is going on, and that's going to be happening this week and weekend, I should say, coming up here. And so, yeah, that'll be kind of a.
Yeah, you were wondering, is he going to be on the campaign trail or is he going to be hunting?
I'm curious about that too. I would say the whole event takes on a whole different level of security and lockdown. It's going to, so how opposite is this? It's going to happen in the town of Sleepy Eye.
Yes.
How non-Sleepy Eye is it going to be when you have the potential VP candidate?
And
I'm telling you, I should go out there and just.
Poor Sleepy Eye.
We should give him a banana just because. I think that's my goal, is to give him a banana every year now. Oh, well.
He thought that was funny.
I know he did. He was totally intrigued, and his assistant had no idea what he was
talking. Yeah, he was
about.
Like,
And can you explain this to me again? What's this bad luck and the banana thing? Oh, just go with it.
Just don't worry about it. Bring it on the boat. It'll be fine.
Do not. Yeah, well, no, I did. I should have said, hey, bring it on the boat. It would have been more entertaining. Oh, well. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about all the previous things we had talked about and more, including Michigan. We've got some disease that's going to be spreading. We'll talk soon. Hang tight.